Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born to Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and not as always, I'm joined by only one co-host today, but still, we love him, we know him, it's Andrew Pandrew. Yeah, we don't know where Michael went. He wasn't, like, responding to our texts and whatnot, so we don't have him today, but that's okay, because today we're going to be making a banger of an episode. There's so many things to talk about. New club updates, new updates for your brawlers. Will you take almost 3 years to max out your account? Maybe. But that's all to come in our podcast, so be sure to stick with us through the whole episode. And if you do, huge shout out to you. We really appreciate what you do for us, how much you support us, and how much faith you put in our work. So thank you for that. And with that being said, we're going to hop straight into the news. Okay, guys, hopping straight into the news. The first piece of news I want to discuss today is the singles challenge. So Brawl Stars made a tweet. The singles challenge starts tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, the singles challenge probably already ended. So I'd love to know how you did on the challenge. Send us an email, DM me at on my Discord server, anything at all, you know, if you want to share how you did. So the tweet says, the singles challenge starts tomorrow. Ironic enough, you have better chances of winning it if you are in a team 1-1. And rebuying is only one gem. So what they're saying with the, if you're in a team 1-1, probably already known this, is duo showdown. So 1-1, 1 plus 1, 2, you know. So yeah, rebuying, if you didn't already know, was only one gem. So basically, you can buy more losses. We all know that. But instead of being the usual, I think it's like 14 gems. How much is it, Andrew? Like 30?
I thought it was like 30 or 49. I think it's 30.
All right, yeah, 30 then. And then now it's only one gem, and that's for four tries. So this pin, what do you think about this pin, Andrew? Honestly, I don't think it's that worth it. And it's not going to be that valuable anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that good. Maybe if it's animated, it might be good, but like you said, it's not very valuable.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah. With that being said, though, like, this pin, it's not worth that much anymore because basically everyone has it. Rebuying is literally only a gem, and you can buy this four times. So you can have a total of 12 losses. 12 losses to win 11 times. You'd be pretty poo-poo to screw this up. So, yeah. That being said, though, let's just quickly go over, like, some of the maps, the comps that we used, so that you guys know, like, what is a meta. And just to be fair, we're not going to be using any brawlers that you probably wouldn't have had. For example, Meg, maybe Lola, you know, just some of these pay-to-win brawlers that you probably don't unlock, haven't unlocked yet. So the first map was Rock Wall Brawl. So Andrew, what are some good brawlers in this map?
Oh, some good brawlers we picked was Jean was pretty good. Tara was pretty good as well, but I think
yeah. We went with it.
Yeah, I think it was a Jean and Tara.
Yeah, and then one more just like extra brawler that you could have used was Byron. So Byron, you know, obviously can have the heals, piercing, just a pretty good brawler in general. So yeah, that's basically the comps for Rock Wall Brawl. So the second map that was in the singles challenge was going to be Skull Creek. So Andrew and I actually had a little bit of trouble with this. So because it was duo showdown, Andrew, Michael, and I couldn't do like three people. So what I did was I went with my alt account with Andrew Pandrew, and then with my main, I used it with Michael. So when I was doing this with Andrew, we struggled a lot in Skull Creek because we faced some sweaty people. But Andrew, what are some good people in Skull Creek?
Well, I just want to add that the middle in Skull Creek is really valuable. Yeah. You get all the power cubes, you can just, honestly, stay mid and you'll be fine. But Edgar is pretty good on his map. Can pierce through boxes.
Yeah.
And a big one was Dynamite. Dynamite, with the stun, it's just really good on this map for some reason.
Definitely, and especially if someone's playing Dynamite, either they're really, really bad, or they're just, like, cracked at the game. So, unfortunately for us, we faced the Dynamites who were cracked at the game. So we got, like, I think we lost three times in Skull Creek. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so that was pretty bad. But fortunately for us, the rebuy was only one gem, so, you know, we still won the challenge, got the 11-11 pin. It's pretty sick. So, yeah, that's basically it for the 11-11 challenge. Overall, pretty cool challenge to have, especially since November 11th. So, yeah, pretty cool challenge. Andrew, any last thoughts on it before we move on?
Nope.
All right, cool. So, with that being said, though, let's move right into the big, big piece of news that we have. And this was actually covered in the Brawl Talk. So if you watched the Brawl Talk and was left a little confused, don't worry. I was too. But don't worry. We're here to help you out with the Brawl Talk. So the first piece of news we're going to be talking about, and arguably the biggest piece of news, is the new club leagues where you can take your club into battle. So Club League, the deadline is November 24th. This is the first ever clan club war league ever in Brawl Stars. So November 24th, get your club ready. We actually have a club. It's called FIM, all lowercase. The badge is a purple cactus, and currently we are all filled out, but we are looking to kick some people. So if you have above 20,000 trophies and you would like to join us, that would be outstanding. Okay, so let's move on now. So the Club League, November 24th, as I already said, clubs face off against seven other clubs in the same region. So that would be like North America, European servers, Asian servers, and the same league. So everyone starts off at bronze. I think it's one? Bronze one?
Yeah, it's bronze one.
All right. So everyone starts off in bronze one against seven other clubs in your region. So the clubs, your team, your club, will have a battle day on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And these are the days you will compete. And you'll get four tickets. That's right. Tickets are coming back. So tickets are coming back. You'll get four tickets to compete in each of the game modes every single day. So yeah, Andrew, first thoughts on this sort of overview?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely cool. We haven't had tickets in so long. Last time was like for boss fight, I think. We had to do one.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of crazy to bring it back. And I like the new change.
Definitely. Yep. Okay, so with that being said, Andrew, you want to take the game modes I was talking about?
Yeah, the game modes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we have a new challenger who approaches right in the middle of our podcast. It's Michael Pico. Woo!
Oh,
yay.
Really?
Sorry. Oh. Nope. Okay. Well, cool. Let's keep going with the game modes.
For game modes, you need one ticket to compete in standard matches or two matches to do power match. So you can do two kinds of matches. The standard matches are just your old regular one match, but the power matches are like one power league match. So you get to hear your band and your picks and everything.
Yeah.
Thoughts on this, Ethan?
Yeah, so my thoughts are definitely very exciting club leagues. Honestly, Very, very, very cool. I'm gonna go ahead and take this next statement. So you can get club trophies, which is another currency now. So these club trophies you can get for winning your matches. Again, 4 tickets every single day. So that's 12 tickets in total, unless you buy golden tickets, which we'll cover later on. So you can get new club trophies, and you get more trophies for playing power matches as opposed to standard matches. So again, 2 tickets for a power match, 1 ticket for a standard match, you get more trophies for playing a power match. So yeah. Also, one more thing to add, you can play with randoms for your, I think it's standard match and power match, I believe.
Yeah, you can play with randoms and everything.
Yeah, so you can play with randoms, but if you play with your club mates, so these are the people in your club, you can get more trophies. I think it's like +1 or +2 if you lose, and then like +3, +4, +3 if you play with randoms, +4 if you play with club mates. So yeah, at the end of the day, you can see your ranking with the other clubs. So at the end of the day, whenever you choose to log on, Brawl Stars will show you, I guess, this little screen where it'll like rank all the different clubs based on how many club trophies they have. So that being said, why would you want to earn club trophies for your club? Andrew, you want to take the next section?
Well, club trophies. Club coins, right?
Yeah, club coins.
Well, club coins is another kind of currency, and you can get club coins if you, based off your standards, when they show you what push rank. So if you're first, you obviously get the most. Second, you get a bit less, etc. And club trophies does not equal the amount of club coins. So if you have maybe 700,000, you do not have 700,000 club coins.
Yeah.
And there are 2 factors. So either you can be in a higher league, or you can have more personal activity club. Being active.
Yeah, so club trophies, so the total amount of club trophies you have, plus the higher your league is, so obviously Bronze 2 would have more club coins than Bronze 1, and your own personal activity, so I'll be covering this a little bit later, so equals the most amount of club coins that you can get. Obviously, again, like Andrew said, club trophies don't equate to club coins, so if you get like 800,000 club trophies, you're not going to get 800,000 club coins. That's just pretty ridiculous, honestly. So about the activity thing, as long as you stay active, as long as you're playing, you're using your 4 tickets every single day, well, obviously on the days you compete, then your club doesn't even have to win for you to still be able to get the coins. So Andrew, what do you think of this? Honestly, I think this is a great idea to promote activity in the game.
Yeah, this is great. Honestly, like, if you don't win, you use all that time for nothing, and Supercell, a lot of complaints will happen.
Definitely.
Just one thing to add on the first week, you could possibly go against anyone. So you could go against, like, professionals. But then in the second week, it'll be based off how many club trophies you have, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And one more thing to add, obviously, if you get first place in your league, you'll obviously rank up, just like Power League. You know, you can think of Club League kind of as Power League, just with your club mates and obviously like tickets and stuff. So yeah, with that being said though, let's move on to the club shop. So this is where you can spend your club coins. So the first thing you might want to shop for is skins. There are 3 new skins that are coming out in this update. Angie, you want to read them out?
The first skin is going to be Potato Squeak. Second skin is going to be Moldy Mike, a dynamic skin. And then the last one is going to be a Chicken Rico.
What do you think of these skins? They sound very interesting, and they look pretty funny, too.
Yeah, and we did get a sneak peek on, I think, Potato Squeak. And it looks like they have effects as well, so
yeah. Anyway. And so, I honestly think we don't know like how many club coins you're gonna get, so we can't really compare it to the club shop. But out of the sneak peeks, it sounds like if you're gonna buy coins, it's like 200 club coins. So I assume that these skins might be like 1,000. Is that fair?
Maybe a bit more, considering, yeah.
So 1,000 club coins, maybe more. It really depends. We don't really know right now, but once it comes into the game, we will have more information to tell to you guys about this. So last thing that you can use your club coins on are scraps, which we're going to talk about in our deep dive. So if you want to stick with us all the way through, again, we really appreciate you. We're going to be talking about scraps, and the new gears that are coming to Brawl Stars, but that's for later. You can also buy power points and I already said gold. So here's a bit of advice. Spend the club coins on the power points for all your brawlers first. That's right. There's a option for you to buy power points for all of your brawlers. This is most likely the best value there is right now, especially since, which we're going to cover later, you're getting two new power levels. So again, stick with us. We're going to be explaining all of this later. So yeah, Andrew, what do you think about the club shop so far?
Club shop is amazing, honestly. Like, they're doing a lot, and I mean, this is a really big update.
Definitely, yeah. How hyped are you on a scale of Sandy to Sandy to Colette?
I mean, honestly, probably Colette.
Yeah, same. I'm probably either like a Colette or like a Shelly kind of thing. Like, woohoo, yay! This is actually a really, really fun update. But now we're gonna get into some Debbie Downers. Not to rain on your parade, but there's a hot take going on. This kind of controversy for golden tickets. So, what golden tickets are is you can purchase four extra tickets called golden tickets. So you get you can purchase them either as one or as four. And so basically what the controversy is that you have to either pay gems or star points. And the reason why people think this is bad is because if you don't buy the tickets, then even if you win all of your games as a free-to-play club, and the pay-to-win club, the clubs that buy these tickets with star points or gems, even if they only win 9 games while you guys are undefeated, the pay-to-win clan will still come out victorious. So yeah, basically, what do you think about this, Andrew? The fact about golden tickets?
I mean, it kind of is a bit broken for those paid to win, but it wasn't that expensive. Like, if you're pretty good on star points, I think one ticket would go 75 only. But if you're free to play person, you constantly buy me, it will drain down your star points. So I think, like we said before, if you don't come victorious in a few of your matches, you still get coins. They might have to maybe buff that system.
Yeah, definitely. But then, like, the reason why this is so, like, people are getting mad about this is because, like, right now, a lot of people who are using Club League will really benefit from the club shop and getting the maximum amount of club coins. And a lot of these people don't have star points because they just don't have brawlers that are above 500. They don't take part in Power League, and if they do, they're probably in like Bronze One, so they don't have like a reliable way to get star points. So what do you think about this, Andrew? Like, how can Supercell make golden tickets more balanced for the people who are just starting out?
They have to probably decrease the limit, the max you can buy.
Definitely.
If you buff it, then like it's just gonna free to play are just gonna be even more, and pay to win. Obviously, they're pay to win, so they don't really care.
Yeah, and definitely also, Kairos Time pointed this out. When you're in a group, like a group of friends or like a club, people don't usually think about one individual. However, they think about the whole group in general. So what this means is that there will be a lot of peer pressure, and this is making people spend actual money on a game that they're probably not even going to play if they don't like it. So yeah, that obviously isn't good at all. And these people, you know, just started out. They Supercell obviously wants to create a friendly environment, non-toxic. You know, Brawl Stars is a great game. But I don't know about golden tickets. Andrew, any final thoughts on this?
I mean, I think it should be kind of like Power League. You get a specific amount of matches each day. You shouldn't be getting a new chance to basically do like all your matches.
Definitely. And like even then, like when you're purchasing golden tickets, like you, if this like hinders your progression, because if you're buying golden tickets every single week for three times for four golden tickets, that's going to drain your star point supply a lot. And you're not going to be able to buy things like mega boxes or big boxes or skins that you like that you're saving up for. And this just isn't fair at all, because the YouTubers, the whales that spend a lot of money on this game don't care about star points anymore. They have like 200,000 star points. They're sitting comfortably on that. And they don't care about big boxes either. So they're the ones that are going to be winning in these clubs. So it's just not that fair. Again, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's not fair at all. Like, I mean, they have to change it somehow.
Yeah.
Unless like, somehow, once the update comes out, we see some free-to-play players come on top, but highly unlikely.
Definitely. So, yeah, that's basically it for our news, though. So, stick with us. We're going to be going into our deep dive soon, and we're going to be talking about Gears. But before that, we're going to hop into our Brawl question, where we will be reading your responses live on the show. So definitely stay tuned for that. We got a lot of great responses. Shout out to all of you who wrote in and gave me a DM on Discord. So with that being said, let's see you on the other side.
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, guys, we're going to hop straight into the Brawl question. So first, I really appreciate all of you for sending in your Brawl question answers. I really, really appreciate all of the support you have and all of the, confidence in that we can pull off a show every single week. So again, huge shout out to all of you who sent in a response. So with that being said, let's hop straight into the Brawl question. So we actually had a response from last week. And we forgot to read it, so we're very, very sorry, B2B Savage. So last week's question was, let's assume you're in the Supercell dev team. If you could balance a brawler, what brawler would you balance and how? So B2B Savage says, buff Shelly and make her actually useful in the meta. How nerf her competition, mostly bull. So Angie, what do you think about this? I honestly think, you know, it's definitely true. Shelly is pretty underwhelming, but I don't necessarily agree with, like, nerfing bull.
Yeah, I mean, nerfing bull is gonna do nothing to Shelly, really.
Yeah, honestly, if they want to make Shelly good, buff bull, because bull is gonna be Shelly counters bull.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah, so like, she's gonna come out a bit more, but honestly, like, just buff her kit more, like buff Band-Aid more, buff clay pigeons more, buff fast forward more. Like, who uses fast forward now?
That's true.
Like, you see a Shelly fast forward, and you're like, what the frick did she just do? All right, so yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with the buff Shelly part, though. So that being said, though, let's move straight into this week's Brawl question. So this week's Brawl question was, which brawler would you want as a classmate / co-worker / friend, and why? So first response comes from Mage Kiwi Food Lover. So sorry if I just butchered that name, but whatever. Let's move into the response. So Mage says, I would love to hug Sandy. Sandy, because of his personality, would be amazing to hang out with. So I'm just going to group the second response in as well. So TV Gaming 22K Trophies also says Sandy because he's chill. So what do you think about this? Honestly, I like Sandy. Sandy's pretty chill.
He's going to sleep on you for a while, but...
Yeah, he's going to be ghosting you on your text messages. Like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, he is pretty chill. Like, he's not going to be like shouting on your face when you play video games and calling you fat Michael. Anyways, but yeah, definitely agree. So our next response from You're Not Average Piper Simp, one less trophy. So he or she says, Piper as my everything, as my friend, best friend, wife, mommy. Yes, yes. We got another Piper simp. We got another simp. Another simp.
Yep.
Oh boy. You really got to see that Colette simp channel. It's so crazy. They're really doing some really dumb stuff on that channel. Definitely agree not to like the wife mommy part, but like Piper's pretty cool, I guess, if you're a Piper simp. Thanks for this response. So our next response comes from Snom, and he says Edgar, and he said he seems like a cool dude. Hard disagree. You're entitled to your opinion, but hard disagree. I honestly think he's like an emo dude, so he's not very upbeat, I guess. But what do you think, Andrew?
I mean, I don't like emo people, but you know, I guess he just has some voice lines that make him seem cool.
True. So yeah, thanks for the response, Nom. All right, our next response comes from Pro Gamer, and he says Leon, cause his shooting is really pro and becomes invisible. Yep, definitely agree with that. Leon is a pretty cool dude, but I don't know, if he becomes invisible, like, isn't that a little unfair in like hide and seek? Like, you know, playing hide and seek with them, he's just gonna like ghost you and just like run away, and then you're gonna be like spending like half the day searching for him. You're gonna shout give up and he's gonna be like halfway across the globe, like so yeah. Definitely agree. Thanks for the response, Pro Gamer. Okay, our next response comes from GWM Milk is Good. So thank you again for another response from Brawl Question. Really appreciate it. And he says Ash. And not only that, I want Ash to become my boyfriend because Ash is extremely cute. Andrew, we got another one.
Oh my god, it's legit a robot. I don't know how you sent for Ash.
Oh my god. Whatever, they're entitled to their opinion. But I mean, like, Ash kind of seems pretty mad, man. He literally has a rage meter. Like, what do you like, you're gonna be like throwing your, I don't know, like, granola wrapper on the ground. He's gonna be like whacking you with a broom. Like, but yeah, definitely agree with what you're saying. And yeah, if you like Ash, you like Ash. Okay. And the last response that I'm gonna take is coming from NTD. I hate my life. Again, dear friend of ours, good friend of the show, really supports you, and we support you as well, because I know you're going through a tough time in your life right now. But yeah, he says, Shelly, because I can borrow her shotgun and destroy that gosh darn tree in the middle of the soccer field with her super. That. And definitely, I definitely agree with that.
Totally.
Hey, we got Michael Pichel back. So we're in the middle of our brawl question. Michael, you might want to sit this one out because we're okay. So basically, definitely, and then he still has more of his response, or Edgar, so we could have him on our soccer team. He is fast and can jump over that goddamn tree, or Dinah, so he can jump over that wall and destroy and kill that one dude who punched my girlfriend in the head. very, very funny response there. We got three different brawlers, Shelly, Edgar, and Dynamite. So what do you guys think about this? Honestly, very funny response.
Kind of weird, but you know, totally. I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, you're fat.
Michael, you're fat. Okay.
I was never here. All right, moving on to the next response from A9Craft. He said, Surge, of course, Spike and Colette too. I mean, I don't really get Surge, but Spike is pretty cute. I can get that.
Colette? Frick no.
Colette?
Colette gonna be stalking you,
just
man.
Stalking, yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, next response is from Klepto Piper, so I can bang her.
Oh boy. We got another one.
What the frick?
We got another right. One.
Yeah,
we got three, Michael, we got three simps. This brawl question, man.
I'm playing Piper right now, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Oh my god! Anyways,
all right. Next response from I Am Bosses. He said, "I'll say Griff because he makes me money and make me rich because I am greedy."
Fair enough.
That's actually a pretty smart response.
That's actually pretty smart. Yeah.
Maybe you might get arrested because, like, Griff has tax evasion. Like, he doesn't pay his taxes. Or, like, you know, like.
All right. Yep. We love tax evasion.
Woo.
Wait, what?
What? What? What?
What? What? What? I didn't say nothing. I'm not a criminal.
What? Okay.
Anyways, next response is by King Sky. Frank, because he's chill. Smiley face.
Nice.
Alright, well, I mean, Frank's a pretty cool dude. He can also DJ as well.
Yep. Yep.
Alright, next response from Ololololo Pumpkin Emoji. Crow thumbs up because he sounds like a pretty good dude. I mean, first of all, he is a crow, so he's like...
He's a crow, man.
Yeah, he's like a bird.
But like, to be fair though, like, all of these brawlers, we kind of have to forget about them and just look at their personality, you know?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but also like, not really, because yeah. Like, you invite him over to his house and he like drinks your water or whatever,
oh,
and you're gonna
God.
Die the next day.
Yeah, anyways. Onto the next response. Pretty long one from Leha. She said Colette.
Or oh boy, we got another Colette simp here.
She is super friendly. And if you don't reject her and sign your autograph.
What?
I don't know what that
is. Look. This is a Discord DM, so we gotta throw grammar out of the window, so.
Right,
grammar, man.
Well, whatever.
I try to edit it. Like, you gotta give props to me, man.
No.
Oh.
Anyways, she's a big fan of everyone, aka stalking. So she doesn't
yeah.
know exactly what everyone
it's
wants.
A bit of a big fan there.
Yeah. But she'll know exactly what everyone wants, such as a Christmas for the presents. And
no, that's fair enough.
He says he could simply give her one of my unwanted items as a gift. And Colette will probably appreciate it because, you know, Colette stalks everyone. But, yeah, she's pretty friendly and kind to others. And if anyone's manipulating him or cheating on him, Colette can spy on them. Pretty smart.
Damn.
Yeah.
Taking this to the next level here.
Yeah.
Anyways, definitely agree, but like, Colette's pretty stalker, so.
Yeah, pretty stalker.
Pretty stalker. Alright. Yeah.
Alright, next response from dot 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 dot.
It's shut. It's a Discord person, so like, you know. Dot 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 dot.
Probably Mortis or Crow, because I feel like they will be funny and interesting. I mean, Mortis is pretty cool, and we already covered Crow before, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, so, next response?
Next response is from Trash Man. He said, I would want Lou for a friend because, just for the ice cream.
Bro, that's pretty sad.
Using him
for the slushies and the ice cream, like.
Alright. Last response from BTB Savage, the person who we forgot to read. But his response is Mortis as a coworker because a vampire is scary. What?
Ooh.
Well, wouldn't you want people to come to your store? You don't want people to be scared away.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's like, you know, working in an office and like people aren't gonna like mess with him or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways, yeah, that's all the brawl answers.
Yeah. So again, thank you all for writing in a new response for our brawl question. And so yeah, for now, I'll have to think of a new brawl question because
wow,
I wasn't prepared.
Not being prepared.
Shush, what shush. But we'll be definitely be posting this on our Discord server. So if you have an answer, definitely. Give us a response, and Michael, Andrew, and I will be answering this brawl question live on the show next week. And yeah, along with all of you guys. So we're excited to hear what you guys are going to say. So with that being said, thank you all for sending in a response. And if you want to send in a response to our brawl question, you can do so on our Discord server, link in the description, or you can search in Born to Brawl, Brawl Stars server. And yeah, that's our Discord server. We do a lot of stuff there. Lots of games, lots of fun, great community, lots of people who are happy to chat with you. You know, NCD, B2B Savage, are all people who would be happy to chat with you. So yeah, or you can send us an email at borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That's borntobrawl101@gmail.com. So yeah, with that being said, that's it for our brawl question segment. Thank you for listening. And next, we're going to be going straight into our deep dive of the week, which is going to be talking about gears and scraps. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a great, great deep dive with a lot of juicy information.
Juicy.
Okay. See you on the other side. Okay, guys, going straight into the deep dive. Okay, I just shook my water bottle a bunch. This is to simulate us going to the ocean. Anyways, so our deep dive of the week is we're going to be talking about the new gears. So gears were kind of introduced in Brawl Talk. And if you listen to our new section, we touched a little bit on it in the club leagues where you can buy, you know, scraps for gears. And we're about to cover what those are. So a quick overview, just like we did with Club League, all brawlers at Power 10 go to Power 9, just like with gadgets. So instead of, before, like right now, you're Power 9, but once you get a star power, you immediately go up to Power 10. So this isn't the case anymore. So right now, if you have star power, regardless of star power or not, you're just staying at Power 9, just like with gadgets, you don't like go from Power 7 to Power 8 immediately. So they're just bumping it down to Power 9. So all stats stay the same for the brawler. So just because you went to Power 9 doesn't mean you won't have your old stats. So for example, Jesse will still have 4,200 health, even at Power 9. So new power levels are, you guessed it, level 10 and level 11. And you would upgrade them the same you would regularly.
I mean, technically, level 10 was always there.
Yeah, true. But, you know, new quote-unquote power levels because we never had, like, new stats buffed. But, yeah, so you'd upgrade them regularly, power points, coins, you know. We don't know how many that is, but guesses are, like, 1,000 power points instead of, I mean.
No, it's probably going to be, like, 700.
Sorry, 700. I was thinking coins.
I think it was 800.
Yeah, and then, like, I think for upgrading, I think it's, like, 1,450, I think. I'm not so sure about that. But, yeah. So they get new power levels and also they get a buff of stats. I think that's 5% increase for each power upgrade. So, you know, you're going to get used to a whole new, like, stats, kind of like health damage buffs. So with that being said, Michael, you want to cover the new thing that is going to be gears.
Yep. So there's a total of 5 gears so far. Most likely Supercell will add some new ones. But so the first one, speed. It's pretty self-explanatory. You just get speed.
Michael, you gotta stop shifting, man. Your thing is like.
Shut up.
You gotta stop shifting. Just keep it still. Anyways. Okay.
Anyways, the next one is shield. Also, I mean, okay. Foreshadowing. All of these are gonna be quite self-explanatory. So, anyways, moving on. Second, gear is shield. And you just gain 300 extra health as, like, well, a shield. And it regenerates 50 health per second when you're at full health. So, like, if your shield is gone and you're, like, mid-health, still regenerating, the shield won't regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, the third one is damage. It's just damage. You deal 10% extra damage, but only when you're below 50% health. So it's quite a, it's a bit like Bull's star powers, like where you have like a shield or like extra reload speed when you're below a certain amount of health.
And fourth one is resistance. Basically, you reduce stun of duration effects. So, like, frame super, instead of, I think it's 1.5 seconds or however long it is, it's probably going to be, like, reduced down to, like, 1 second or something. Maybe not that much, but, you know, you get the idea. And also, you get decrease slow effectiveness by 25%. So, like, Shelly's first up power, when she uses super and you're slowed, it's going to be, like, you're going to be less slowed, I think. Yeah, you're going to be less slowed.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is health. You gain 100 health per second when you're standing still. This is honestly pretty cool. But, like, we don't know how much many times we're going to use it, because, like, especially in competitive, because not a lot of people stand still in competitive.
Yeah.
So this one might not be as used, but who knows?
Yeah, definitely. And just one more thing.
And those are the gears for now.
Yeah, and just one more thing to add, of course, because of the new power levels 10 and 11, level 10, you unlock one gear slot, and level 11 unlocks an additional gear slot, just, you know, as side information. Probably obvious, but just adding it for the people who don't know. So yeah, what do you think about these gears, Michael? I think they're going to be pretty, pretty cool.
They're going to be definitely really good. I feel like there's definitely going to be, like, some that are going to be more used than others, like the resistance, or the shield one and the resistance one.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and so I honestly think, by the way, one more thing to add. We'll cover this later, but you can craft gears for scraps, gear scraps. And basically, when you unlock all the gears for every single brawler, it locks in. So basically what this means is if you craft like a speed one for Lola, then you can only have a speed one for Lola in that slot. And if you craft like a damage one for Lola, then you can only have a damage one in the second slot. And however you...
I'm pretty sure you can switch it though. I saw it in the Brawl Talk.
Oh, you can?
I don't know. I saw them switching around in...
Yeah. That's what I was going to say next. Like in Power League, I think you can switch your gears too. So...
I don't know. I think it's just in general. But I don't know. That's what I saw in the Brawl Talk.
I think so. I could be mistaken. Because if it just locks in, then there's no point in getting...
Yeah, because like, what if you need it for different situations?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I stand corrected then. It's, you can switch gears just in general. Okay. My bad. I'm wrong. So.
Ethan's wrong. Ethan, I think you should step down and retire. Let me take over the show.
Oh my God. Still going at it, huh? Still going at it.
I always wanted. Well, not really. I don't really care.
Bruh. Okay, so I'm going to be taking the next one. So gear upgrades. So gears can be further upgraded. So this is something special. You can't upgrade star powers. You can't upgrade gadgets. However, you can upgrade gears further. So every time you upgrade them, you take gear scraps or gear tokens. So to be upgraded, gears need gear tokens and gear scraps to craft them and to upgrade them. So you can buy them from the shop. You can buy gear scraps and gear tokens. Or you can unlock them from boxes. So level 1 gears, upgrading them to level 2. Actually, sorry. Level 1 gears, once you craft them, they'll provide the most value. So for example, they probably will, you know, it's like the health one. You recover 100 health. The first one, they'll probably recover 100 health. If you upgrade the gear, then it'll probably only do like 110. And then finally, for like the final one, if you upgrade it again, it'll probably only be like 115 health. So Supercell did it so that it's very free-to-play friendly, and you're able to just get the most value just by crafting a gear. Any thoughts on this so far, Michael?
No, it's definitely really cool. I like how Supercell did it so that like free-to-play players have more of a chance than if you're pay to win and you just... you have more of an advantage because you have your gears are just better.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the next thing, just a quick piece of advice. Pick 2 level 1 gears for each brawler. So just craft 2 gears for every single brawler. Try to prioritize that first. And then start upgrading your brawlers. There are 40 different builds now for every single brawler. So there's going to be a lot of things to upgrade. So you want to first pick two gears for each brawler, then upgrade them. Then maybe craft all the other gears, then upgrade them. So don't prioritize crafting gears over upgrading gears, because upgrading gears will give you less value. So yeah, just to give you like a comparison. So if you want to upgrade a gear to level 3, that's 680 scraps and 7 tokens. Again, this is speculation. It's probably accurate though, but it could be subject to change. And so that's roughly about 340 power points. So that's upgrading from level 7 to 8. So yeah, Michael, what do you think about this? Any other things you might want to add?
Yeah, no, there's not much to add. Obviously, like, as progression goes, cost more, as it, you need more. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so next, let's move into the hot take slash controversy. Again, we have another hot take slash controversy, but this one is about intimidation. So a lot of people are kind of angry about the fact that there's new stuff even after they literally just maxed out their account. So just some, like, pros and cons. First, like, just to make you guys, like, feel a little bit better, it's not going to be that daunting. Again, Supercell tried to make this as, like, player-friendly as possible. Sure, there might be two new power levels, but as long as you're grinding, it should be pretty good. So, Michael, you have anything to add? I have to step away for a moment, but I'll be back.
Yeah, not really. Because it's definitely, like, more free-to-play than pay-to-win, and you also get one gear, like, and you don't even have to be power 10, and that's definitely gonna definitely help a lot more. We'll just chill here while Ethan does regular stuff.
Wait, did you talk about the Club League thing? Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, so again, it's very friendly, and because of the new Club League thing, which we talked about, you'll be progressing a lot better with the club shop, you know, getting club coins, buying regular coins, buying power points, buying scraps. It's not going to be that intimidating. I can understand the people who are frustrated about this, but it's not going to be that bad. Again, Supercell tried to make this as free-to-play friendly as possible. This is a pretty big update, but you'll be able to catch up fast. It might take a few months, give or take, but it's not going to be that bad. As long as you're grinding, as long as you're playing, even casually playing, you'll be fine. So yeah, with that being said, like, this hot take, I understand the frustration. I understand the fact that some people are angry that they're going to have to spend more power points, more money, buy more roll passes.
Kind of sound like a therapist right now, I'm not going to lie.
Shush.
I understand you're angry, but you need to let that anger go and be peaceful. That's what you sound like right now.
Shush, Michael. Okay, but yeah, that's like the hot take, which is intimidation. And so yeah, with that being said, though, let's move into one final segment before we wrap up this show, and that is just going to be to talk about the gears more in depth. So first, let's move on to what Michael said about the speed gear. So Michael, who do you think would benefit from, like, having speed gear while moving in bushes?
Definitely, like, close-range brawlers. Also, I don't know, just 8-bit and just any slow brawler in general, because any speed movement increase for, like, slow brawlers is good. That makes them, like, a lot, because usually slow brawlers are, like, really they can do high damage. Mm-hmm. And if they can move fast, it's definitely gonna help. And also, like, you're definitely obviously gonna want to choose more bushy you want to choose this gear for more bushy maps.
Yeah. And just one more thing, Michael, what do you think, like, how would you pick gears? So, for example, what I mean by this is, like, would you pick, like, extra damage gear for, like, someone who already does a lot of damage? Or would you use it on a brawler like Poco?
I think I would probably use it on less damage brawler. I mean, it depends on the situation. If my team's average, like, damage is not very good, I might just use it on the highest damaging brawler. But, like, that would also be really bad because you'll be depending too much on that one brawler for damage.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so with that being said, let's move on to the next gear, which is going to be the shield gadget. So, honestly, this gadget is like...
Shield gadget?
Sorry, shield gear. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, they haven't even released all the second gadgets. I'm going on a ramble now. Angry ramble. Supercell, release all the second gadgets before you release gears. Like, you're
yes,
not even...
Rampage, strike, fight back.
They literally, like, forgot about all the second gadgets. Like, the last time they released one was, like, 3 months ago. Like, Supercell, up your game, man. All right, anyways, enough with that ramble. Let's move on to shield. So, the shield gear, I honestly think this would be beneficial for, like, squishier brawlers, obviously. You know, brawlers like Tick, Meg, when she's not in her mecha. But, yeah, I would like to see something interesting with her shield gear, if Meg has a shield gear, because, like, will it affect her mecha? Because that would be kind of, like, OP, right?
I don't think it would. I think it's just her overall health, regular health, you know?
Yeah, I guess, but, like, it says shield regenerates 50 health per second when at full health. So, like, if Meg uses gadget, then she'll just be, like, at full health for, like, a little while. Unless she, like, gets hit or something. But, like, you know what I mean. Like, she can just heal up really fast. But, anyways, that's shield. Squishier brawler is probably the best. And, yeah, with that being said, let's move on to the damage gear. Michael, what do you think?
Definitely, probably just gonna use it on. Wait, did we just go over this?
Yeah, we kind of went over it, but like, you want to use like go more in depth.
Damage gear is definitely gonna be helpful in more like brawlers that do less damage. So, I feel like super pokey brawlers would do really well with this. Cause definitely like it's really annoying and really hard to kill, and if you can get more damage, that's going to help your team out a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, with that being said, let's move on to the next gadget, which is going to be resistance. So again, resistance is going to be like a pretty brawler dependent one. So like if certain brawlers are good in the
meta, I think more aggro brawlers are going to benefit from this because you're usually going to be the ones going in. But like,
oh, right, yeah.
That doesn't really matter because like, a lot of brawlers are going to get slowed, and that mainly more depends on like the other team than more than your team.
Yeah, definitely. I did not think of that. Thank you. So yeah. That being said, though, like there's resistance again. Like Michael said, you want to use it on yourself for aggro brawlers, but again, it's like very brawler dependent. Which is why like in Power League, it's probably going to be used most in Power League because you know there's so many brawlers with stun effects now. That being said, let's move on to the final gadget that we know of, and that is health. So recover 100 health per second while stationary. So what do you think about this? I think it's pretty versatile gear.
I think this is going to be used more in like ladder and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, okay, so with that being said, we covered all of five gears. So now I'm going to give my like two-bit information on gears. Take this with a grain of salt. I think you should first craft the health one because it's just pretty useful. And then, like, the second one you should probably craft is resistance because, again, so many brawlers have stun effects, slow effects, etc. So, yeah, what do you think, Michael?
I honestly would craft the resistance and also shield one because, like, the shield, it's literally permanent, and it gives you, like, an extra 300 health. That's quite a substantial amount of health, if you think about it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that.
Wait, what was the first one? Oh, yeah, speed. Speed's not really necessary, especially if you're good team comp, and, like, you can keep control where you don't have to move that much.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, with that being said, we're done with our deep dive for the week. If you have any questions, be sure to email us, give us a Discord DM. We'll be happy to help you out. And so yeah, with that being said, that's the end of the Born to Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. Thank you so much for listening all the way through if you're still with us. And yeah, with that being said, thank you all for listening. Y'all are very, very good listeners. Thank you for all the support. With that being said, you're all Born to Brawl. Thank you. See you next week.